You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. Well, this week I thought with kids back in school, it might be timely to rebroadcast a program that aired back in January. My guest was Dr. Daniel Huerta, who's a licensed psychologist and clinical social worker and vice president of parents and youth at Focus on the Family. We talked about the woke agenda in public schools. What is woke? How can it be identified? And as a Christian, how can we respond? Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Todd, thankful to be on the show. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, Daniel, this is such an in-depth subject, as we've talked about. Start with the word woke. How would you define woke or the woke agenda?
Wow, and there's so many definitions out there with this word. And if you look at its roots and just really its basic definition, it's not really a bad thing. It's really being aware of something. Really about social and racial injustices. It's about inclusiveness and being awakened or enlightened to something. The fact is that it's being used as a way to bring certain agendas, and so that's that agenda part to the woke side, and that is bringing the LGBT beliefs into the classroom and teaching it, indoctrinating, really, and teaching about some of these things as fact and starting very early with our kids. Mm. Not every school has this, not every a school district, but it's becoming more and more prevalent. It doesn't allow for other beliefs to be present.
Right.
It's one belief taught, and it's taught as that. So that's the woke agenda.
Now, I'm just curious, as a with what you do, you've encountered this, or you have counseled or guided maybe those who are dealing with the woke agenda in their schools?
That's correct. More of the parents are the ones coming and saying, hey, I'm concerned about this. What can I do?
Yeah.
And the way they've recognized it is either they're helping their son or daughter with homework, and then it's come up, and they're going, wait a minute, it's being taught with this angle and not multiple angles like you would teach something. This is more of a, you need to believe this, and I'm teaching you this. Much like if you went to a Sunday school class, you're teaching about the Bible. That's expected. Mm. It's almost taught in that way, that this is the truth. This is what you need to learn, and that's it. Instead of hear the different beliefs, let's talk about these and let's learn about them and critically think about them.
Mm.
It's more taught as this is what you're going to believe, and if you don't, you're somehow a bad person, and there's a shameful connotation towards them. So the parents have said, "Man, we've gotten into these conversations where there's almost this feeling bad for our beliefs or for who we are."
Yeah.
And how do I counter that? How can we talk about that?
Let's start with a parent, a teacher, or even a student, how they identify woke in their schools. What does that look like?
Yeah, and you may get a letter saying, hey, we're going to be teaching these some sex education, and usually that's early elementary years. You'll see in the language that there's a certain bend towards the sex education they're trying to teach. You need to be involved in your kids' education. I mean, number one, and teachers, you need to be really aware of what they're asking you to teach, and you'll be able to see that where they highlight or they change some of the history. Mm. You need to be familiar with some history. They'll change some of that to bring in somehow a new perspective, that woke perspective. That we have this new information. Let's teach it that way instead of talking through these changes that are going to be put in place. So it does take some intentionality, some previous knowledge to begin to identify the different subtle pieces that may be put into play.
What can be done practically in public schools to address the issue, whether that's with a parent, teacher, or even a student?
First of all, gather up the facts to make sure that you're clear on what is actually going on. Make sure you understand what it is that you believe. And then approach first the teacher and just say, hey, in a very life-giving way, we believe this, and this just seems to go directly against what we're trying to teach in our home. And just remember, the public school system and teachers are there as an extension of you as parents trying to get a good education for your kids. And so you can advocate for that. And if the teacher gets real upset or doesn't want to talk, then involve the administrators, talk through that with them. You can go all the way to the school board if you need to talk through concerns you have. But make sure you do it in a calm way, and in a way that where you're saying, this is what we believe. We understand this is being taught. we have concerns. Is there an alternative? What other options do we have? And we do have a great resource that we've put together that articulates that in much more detail. You can find that on our site, focusonthefamily.com, Equipping Parents for Back to School. Again, focusonthefamily.com/equippingparentsforbacktoschool. It's a PDF. It's free.
Yeah,
it's about 150 or so pages of great information that you can process and go through.
A lot of great information here, Daniel. Thank you so much for taking the time to clarify the woke agenda. And sounds like there's a lot of great things that parents and everyone can do.
Yes, and thanks again for having me on the show, Todd. Thank
Absolutely. You. We've been chatting with Daniel Huerta from Focus on the Family, talking about the woke agenda. My name is Todd, and you've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.